it's real exciting. It's daunting, it's exciting, it's nerve-wracking. It's all of those things because I understand and I realize, I guess, the pressure that's bestowed upon you in this role. You know, whānau want to see change immediately. Whānau want us to fix their roads immediately and all of those sort of things. But it's exciting in the fact that, according to statistics, I never should have been here. I never should have been in this position. According to all the Māori statistics, me as a young Māori man who had kids young, who had parents who had kids young, should never have been in this position. So it's exciting in the fact that I can look at those statistics and just kick them in the face a little bit.
I was probably more nervous than the swearing-in ceremony, which was astounding, actually. It was great to have family and friends on board to witness being, you know, sworn in. Ki te taho western side. I think you've got to get past the fear of saying something that you shouldn't be saying. It's pretty disciplined, but I felt confident. Get your feet under the table and just get some kōrero done, really.
Growing up in Whangarei and Te Taitokerau, I've never seen anyone in council who looks like me, who struggled in school like me, who came from high deprivation areas like me, who I want to represent them. I want to represent our rangatahi. Yes, Māori, of course, but I also want to be a voice for those who have never had a voice in council, our family and our whānau who have taken the route of joining gangs, who are in trouble in those areas. Those people have never had a voice at this table before. And so I want to be a voice for them because I want to be there to awhi them as well. So our rangatahi Māori, and just, I guess, a new perspective on what a healthy rohe can look like.
Well, my first goal is to really work hard on getting Te Karere back in as a standing committee. And I shouldn't say back in. There's just a lot of modelling that we need to do in terms of its representation and also, updating its terms of reference. So we're working really hard, myself, Councillor Hulse, and the Worship the Mayor to get that piece of work done in time for the next big full meeting on the 24th of November.
Yeah, so the goal is just to, I think, to come from a place of understanding, to understand that everyone is in a different part of their journey. And so for me, it's just about helping them understand the beauty and also the practicality of Te Ao Māori. And then from there, we can start to build an understanding and a relationship as to why, Māori worldviews, Māori philosophies are so important. They're practical and they're inclusive and they're for everyone. And that's what I want people who currently don't understand to understand.
Take a backward step. Nah, it's all about front-footing things now. Front-footing and just getting the foundations ready for all those young ones that need to come forward next.
I'm just here to open the door for more Māori, for more rangatahi Māori, for more people who grew up like me, who never thought they'd see themselves in this position. My goal was just to hold the back door open for them and let the influx of rangatahi Māori come through those doors. That's my goal. I'm not here for me. I'm here to just open up the door for them.